Describe for us what you are seeing today there in Gaithersburg. I know one of the hardest hit areas was along Dogwood Drive.
This is true, but the cleanup started last night, and teams worked overnight, and it's literally night and day. A lot has been cleaned up. At this moment, as we're speaking, there's only one small section of road that's still closed, which is at North Frederick Avenue and Peony Drive. Everything else in the East Deer Park neighborhood, which was the hardest hit, is open. We have been able to continue inspecting properties, inspecting houses. Unfortunately, a few more had to be condemned today after the three were condemned last night. We now have a total of 7 houses condemned from the incident. But to my eyes, only one of them looks like a total situation. I think the others, in my uninformed, uneducated opinion, could be repaired.
From your experience, is this perhaps one of the worst storms that Gaithersburg has seen in a long time?
For sure. The last really big one was the derecho. I forget what year that happened, but it was a while back. We had a supercell at one point, I want to say like 15 years ago. But yeah, this is the strongest in a long, long time.
Have you heard anything from anybody at the National Weather Service yet? I know crews were on the ground looking and surveying the damage. Do we have any clear indication from them yet from what you're hearing, whether or not it was in fact tornadoes and then maybe what the strength of them were?
I have not heard. I'm looking forward to that information myself.
There have been some folks who thought they didn't really get word that we would have such severe weather ahead of time. Are you hearing any complaints about that?
No, I'm not. And in fact, everyone I've talked to in the city got an alert at least by around just after 7 p.m. And I think the tornado actually hit about 7:30. So there was some warning that I'm aware of, and that most people I've spoken with have, our phones buzz very loudly. I was at an event with about 100 people in the room, and all the phones went off. It was kind of surreal, actually. So I haven't gotten that complaint.
Mayor, one more question for you before we let you go. When it comes to damage, I know we were talking about a lot of trees down and a lot of damage in that regard. Is that the damage of these condemned homes that you're hearing about or seeing? And then if someone finds damage, what should they do if it hasn't been reported yet for them?
Yeah, so it is tree damage that we've seen. It's not like structures were blown away by the wind. It's the impact that trees have had falling on structures. And if people discover something, first off, we have the Red Cross is actually on site right now. They can contact them. We have our community services office, which anybody can reach, Gaithersburg Community Services, 301-258-6395. We're here to help everybody. And while I'm here, I just want to say thanks to all of our partners at the state level, at the county level, at the federal level. Really was sort of a family thing, it felt like last night, with all the outreach and support we got from everybody.
Mayor Ashman, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and good luck and Godspeed to everybody to get everything back in order.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Gaithersburg Mayor Judd Ashman.